views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to From Here to There Radio, demystifying the journey with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Do you feel stuck moving forward? Are you ready for a life you love? Diane is dedicated to helping you be in alignment with your purpose. If you are ready for creating positive change in your life, here is your host of From Here to There Radio, Diane Garris.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey. I'm your host, Diane Garris, and this is our, as Diane Wing, my guest, called it, the maiden voyage. So we are, this is our kickoff show. We have a lot of, we have actually three giveaways, and then we're also, just to let you know, we're kind of in two segments. So my first guest, the wonderful Diane Wing, and super excited to have her on. I'm going to introduce her in a minute. And then the second guest is Will Clipman, who is in, I think, was it eight times or seven time Grammy nominated New Age musician for our New Age Notes segment. So, welcome, Diane Wing. Hello.
Hey, Diane. I am so excited to be here. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you so much, Diane. I mean, you're like the perfect guest for the perfect first show, because we're going to be talking about happiness, and what greater thing to talk about on our first show than happiness. So, no kidding. So this show is for people who are longing for greater happiness. And some people, you know, the people who don't feel like the happiness is, people that feel like happiness is eluding them. So here we're going to talk about how you can transform your thought processes and patterns and habits and behaviors so you can actually experience happiness and also a deeper spiritual connection and peace of mind and what we all love, abundance. Okay, so it's like I said, it's a perfect show for kickoff. But let me just kind of introduce you all to Diane Wing. She's author Diane Wing, M.A., and Diane gets energized from continuous learning and strives to help her reader, she's a reader, so she helps readers that are her author, that read her books, sorry, and clients be happy in the present while they create their ideal future. So she also has some enlightening nonfiction and dark fantasy fiction books. If you're really into that genre, you need to check this out. She's really, really good at that dark fantasy. And all of those are available on Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. And she is also a tree lover, an animal lover, an avid reader. And here's the best part. She is a perspective changer. I love this, Diane. She's also a pet parent to a Shih Tzu named Chrissy. And we can discuss that a little later, but you have a series coming up with Chrissy. Did you want to discuss that or no? Do you want me to go there?
The first book in the series is going to be a cozy mystery series, and it's coming out in November. And the first book is called Attorney at Paw, a Chrissy the Shih Tzu mystery, and it's going to be the first of several in the series, and it would be under the pet sleuth genre of cozies, because Chrissy's going to help her mommy solve crimes. So
I love those. I love those.
And also help some emotional stuff. So it's a book of healing. It's a mystery. It's a fun read about friendship and, you know, being close to other people and how do you heal after trauma. But, of course, my favorite part of the writing of it is about Chrissy.
Exactly. And what a beautiful dog. And you're going to have a picture of her, like, on your... Well, you do have a picture of her on your website, right? Your Diane Wing, DianeWingAuthor.com. So
yes.
Let me continue on here. So here's what I love about Diane, because if you are tired of skimming the surface of what's holding you back and you're ready to see things differently, you need to visit DianeWing.com. And that's what this show is all about, because really what I want to really get to here in this show is let's demystify the journey, because I'm not about the fluff, and no, Diane Wing is not about the fluff, so let's just get to it. How do we be happy? So anyway, before we go there, you can check out Diane's work and her books and sign up for her newsletter, which is wonderful, by the way. So go to DianeWingAuthor.com, and then you'll be able to know when the first Cozy Mystery with Chrissy's coming out. Chrissy coming out. In what month again, please?
In November.
Very
this
exciting.
This November. Yep.
Very exciting. All right.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just talk about, here's what we're going to do today. This is about how do we achieve happiness on the journey, okay? So, and like I said, I want to just completely just forget all the fluff. Well, so Diane, you know, what is happiness? What is it really?
Happiness is such a personal way of being. And it truly is a way of being, because it's not like we're going to be happy, happy, joy, joy, skipping through life at every turn. But what happiness does as a way of being is it allows us to weather the storms that come up every so often. It allows us to have a perspective of the difficult times are there to teach us lessons that get us farther along the path and get us to understand ourselves better and to enhance our wisdom. And that creates joy. It allows us to understand what the divine messages are, and then we can tap into the happiness that's waiting for us. Every single person has the ability to be happy, but most times we hold ourselves back. We hold ourselves back with the way that we talk to ourselves, beating ourselves up for no reason a lot of times. We're our own worst critic. And so we do it to ourselves. We diminish our happiness ourselves. Now, I mean, you know, we're talking about this barring any major physical or, chemical kind of upheaval in the body. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, you know, all other things being equal, right? We're able to manage our own happiness.
You know what? I watched my husband, who had a stroke, I mean, massive stroke, be happy. It was really interesting because, yeah, I watched him like kind of choose that, because here we are and we can't walk and we can't talk and we can't do anything. And I watched him choose that happiness. So I know, I mean, when you say barring any physical thing, I actually think we can choose the happiness no matter what. And then when we're having these, let's call them bad experiences or whatever, challenging experiences, we can... It's almost sort of like a breakthrough that you have in therapy or something. You can actually, if you can connect the dots to why this happened, maybe, right? Or what you're supposed to learn. So if people can connect it to what they're supposed to learn, then are they a choice? Or are they, you know, are they kind of like, oh, all these bad things happened to me, so I can't be happy? Or... I mean, is there a place?
Thing. That's the thing. I mean, I love that your husband chose happiness and was really courageous in the face of what he was going through. And I'm sure that it made the the journey of that stroke and all the symptoms associated with it much later on him, as late as it could be. And yes, we do it to ourselves. We can beat ourselves up. We can wallow in finding every single thing that could be wrong. That old adage about find the silver lining, it's so true.
Yeah.
In whatever the experience is.
Yeah, well, here's what I'm wondering. So is like the tale of woe thing, is that a pattern that people have, or the beat ourselves up thing? Is that kind of a pattern?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. It's a pattern, and it's also sometimes people will go to their friends and complain, and what this is doing is it's reinforcing that negativity. It's reinforcing the fact that life isn't what they want it to be, but all they're doing is complaining about it as opposed to taking action or taking a deeper look at, okay, what is it about me that I don't like? What is it about my life that needs to change? So asking yourself the right questions, not why does this happen to me, but what can I do to shift this? And what is it make me happy? Because everybody, what makes people happy is very personal. What makes me happy isn't necessarily what's going to make you happy. And a lot of times we get in our own way by not really knowing what I want. So somebody will come and they'll say, "Ugh, I'm really not happy with my life." Okay, well, what part of your life? Well, I don't know. I'm just not really happy. Well, what would you want to be different? I'm not sure. I just know that I don't like it right now. Well, if you don't know what you want, it's going to be really difficult to move out of that lower vibrational level and into a higher one.
Yeah, I think people don't really, isn't one of those steps to kind of identify what makes you feel happy? Diane, I think we have to go to break. So when we come back, let's talk about what makes people feel happy. Because in my opinion, I think people are disconnected from their emotional bodies. And so they're maybe just like feeling nothing. And I think we have to break. So... but then we'll be right back with that.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
And we're back, and my guest, you're welcome to From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey. I'm your host, Diane Garris, and my guest today for our segment here is Diane Wing, the wonderful Diane Wing, the author of The Happiness Perspective. You can find out more about Diane Wing's work by going to DianeWing.com. Be sure to sign up for her newsletter. She writes a really excellent newsletter. And also DianeWingAuthor.com, beautiful website, beautiful work. We're expecting some really interesting work out of Diane, which because she's got a new series coming up, The Cozy Mysteries, as a pet parent for her dog, Chrissy. It's just going to be so wonderful. And that's coming out in November, Diane, right? November, right?
Yep.
For those that are listening,
I'm excited.
So again,
that makes me happy, right? That makes me happy.
Exactly. All right.
So me happy. Some about... it frustrates some people, and it can be frustrating, but it makes me happy.
Well,
and you really have to figure out what it is that does make you happy, because the unhappiest people I think I've met are the ones who followed somebody else's guidance of telling them what that person thinks would make them happy, like a parent or a friend or something like that. And they had something in them that they wanted to do, and they followed another path based on making somebody else happy. And it was out of alignment with their true nature. And it just took them way off center. And then maybe years later, they couldn't take it anymore, and they decided, you know what, I need to do something that makes me happy, that's my choice. And so sometimes we have to, you know, take the long way around. Just because you may not be happy in this moment doesn't mean that it isn't possible, or just because you haven't been happy up to this point in your life, and I don't know, whatever age you are, it's never too late. And you were talking about the emotional body before we went to break. So more about what you were thinking in that regard.
Yeah. So, you know, exactly what you're saying about people maybe can't even define what makes them happy because somebody else told them who they are. And so they don't even know who they are or what they're doing here. So I think not the happiness expert, but I'm thinking, you know, okay, get to the root of who you are, what you're doing here, align with your purpose. I love that you use that word. And then in my thought process, I'm thinking people aren't happy a lot of times because they don't know what their purpose is. They don't know what they're doing here. And then with all this bombardment of, you know, the planet, with all this technology, what's happening is what I'm seeing here is people are kind of disassociating from their emotions. Like, have you noticed this? You know, you talk to somebody and they hear the words, but they're not getting like what you just, like you can say, okay, I was robbed at gunpoint and I was in a, or I was in a bank heist or I was in a, and you know, they go, oh, okay. Or I was in a Boston Marathon bombing, or I was in a plane crash, and everyone's like, oh, okay, all right, next. You know, this is what I'm noticing. It's like nobody is actually connecting with, and it's not that we want to connect to pain. It's just that I think people are being taught disconnect from your emotional body. And then people are being taught don't connect into anybody else's emotional body. It's kind of weird. So, but
I know exactly what you're talking about. People, there seems to be a wall between people, and that counts for a lot of the acts of violence that you see toward helpless, you know, people and that kind of thing. And it's upsetting. But what I think it is that we've gotten out of touch with compassion and empathy. And because people are overwhelmed, they haven't been shown in many cases what compassion looks like. They think that power has to do with force and overcoming somebody else. And it's never really about, the power comes in uplifting somebody else. The power comes in helping that person in it, just by saying, I understand and I see you and I see what you're going through.
And or so I feel it.
Yeah, I feel your pain. And in that way, we can bring joy. And by bringing joy, we get joy. Being in high service is one of the most beautiful and uplifting ways to achieve happiness.
I love that because it's so true. So I'm going to ask you this. Is happiness like a matter of luck? Are some people just luckier than others? And some people get it. Some people just, you know, get happiness because they did something good in a past life? Or is it just luck of the draw? Or what? I mean, you know, because, you know, I have my thoughts on this. I think you can choose the happiness no matter what.
Right. Well, there is choice involved, but, you know, it's amazing how lucky those who live in a state of gratitude tend to be. You know, when you're grateful for everything, well, you're suddenly so lucky. and those with the black cloud tend to put up blocks by finding all the reasons that things won't work out. So, again, there's that perspective, right? There's that shift. If you wake up every morning before the day even starts and say, well, you know what? I am the luckiest person. I'm breathing. I open my eyes. I'm able to see the clock. You know, I have this bed. I don't really feel like getting out of just yet, but I'm gonna.
Like,
start with the littlest thing and start being grateful. And that starts the happiness energy rolling, right? Because
you know what? Yeah,
if you look at your bed and go, ugh, you know, I hate my quilt. I just hate this quilt, and I don't like it, but I have to live with it. Well, that right there, you just dragged your energy down. But if you said, well, I know this isn't the greatest looking quilt, but wow, it's really warm, and I'm so grateful that I have this warm quilt to keep me comfortable, because I know that so many people don't have something like this. Really put
genuine, genuine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely feeling the gratitude, not just thinking about, I know I should be grateful for this, right?
That's right. I didn't get what I wanted for my birthday. You know?
Yeah.
Instead, oh my God, I have all these people who love me. And isn't that the greatest gift I could possibly have?
It's a genuine foundation for real happiness, because again, we can go back to the whole, you can choose it. So no matter what happens to you, you can choose it. So I just know, I went through with my husband, and I'm just trying to explain it in this way, because this person was so debilitated that he couldn't say anything. So to somehow connect with his emotional body and go, okay, I'm here at the mercy of whomever, but this is my situation now. So I'm grateful for the food that's provided to me three times a day.
Yes.
He couldn't express it. But what I'm saying is I think it's so important for everybody to just get, this is where the demystifying part comes for me, you know, with the show. It's like, get back in your body, feel your feelings, feel your emotions, and say, okay, fine, this doesn't feel so good, but I can choose happiness. And that starts with the gratitude we're talking about, right? I mean, is that where it starts? Yes?
Yes, and with loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, or if you don't like yourself very much, even, let's start with like here.
Okay.
It's going to be very difficult to be happy, or even to be happy for somebody else. Because you might look at somebody else's achievement and say, oh, well, why do they deserve it? And I don't get that. Right? So when you love yourself, when you like yourself, when you're on a path of striving and trying to be inspired by what's around you toward some positive action, then that's when you become elevated. That's when you can be happy for other people. That's when you can even help people achieve their goals while you're achieving your own. And there's no sense of jealousy or envy or any of those things that block happiness. Take an inventory of our negative emotions and what triggers them. And how are we looking at...
Are we looking at what?
How are we looking at our life? How are we looking at ourselves? What is our definition of who we are? If we don't like who we are, we have to change the definition. We have to change what we are, how we're behaving, how we're looking at things, what our automatic thoughts are telling us about ourselves. Because you can go into what I call an anxiety death spiral in about 5 minutes, if you allow
or
it.
Less.
If you don't catch your thoughts.
And your emotions. All right. So with that, we have to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to ask for a caller to call Diane and talk to us on topic. And then you get one of our giveaways. So we will be right back.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
And we are back. My guest tonight is Diane Wing, the author of The Happiness Perspective, and we are talking about happiness in a real kind of way, like no fluff. How do you get happy? So welcome back, Diane.
Thank you. And if anybody would like to talk about this topic with us, the call-in number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819.
You are so good, and thank you. And we are giving away, Diane is giving away, a copy of her book, The Happiness Perspective. If you're listening to this show later in the archive, you can visit Diane Wing at dianewing.com or dianewingauthor.com. She puts out an excellent, excellent newsletter, and she's having a new series coming up, a cozy mystery series. And what's the title of the first book, Diane?
First book is Attorney at Paw, a Chrissy the Shih Tzu mystery.
I just love it. Attorney at Paw, highly successful. So, and very exciting for people. So Diane's an excellent writer. You want to check out her work again, dianewing.com. And thanks again, Diane, for being on with me. Thank you so much. Kickoff show, if anybody wants to call in, they will get a free copy of Diane's book, The Happiness Perspective. All right. So,
seeing your life differently. Now, for those who are interested in checking out the book, you can see it on Amazon. You can look inside also. But there are over 50 topics and exercises to go along with each one to help you shift your perspective on that particular topic. So this is not a fluff book. It's a, if you are really interested in making significant changes, you will have ample opportunity to do that on every page. Some of the topics are anger, anxiety, shifting your perspective on change, choices, desire, acceptance, aging, like all kinds of stuff, success. And with all of these, it gives you the opportunity to really dig deeper and ask yourself, okay, am I using somebody else's definition of success, for example? Or am I using my own definition of success? If living a peaceful life where your needs are met is your idea of success, that's awesome. That's what you should be striving toward. If your idea
or your idea of happiness, right?
Yeah. So, well, that's what will make you happy. If your idea of a peaceful, if your idea of success is having peace in your life, and you are in a high stress job, that's contrary to happiness.
I see.
Right. So first you have to.
It's true.
Yeah. First, you have to define what it is that you're striving toward, and what your nature requires.
Okay. Because so give me a couple of. Yeah. Go ahead.
We're all so different. I mean, some people love an office environment. Some people really want to be around other people. Some people like to work in solitude. Some people like to focus for extended periods of time on a certain topic, a research person, an academic kind of person. For them to be put in a corporate environment, there's no way they would be happy.
Right. So you have to, like, define, you know, what makes you feel happy. And again, that to me, like I said, ad nauseum, it's about what makes you feel happy in your heart, what makes you feel happy in your emotional body. But tell me this, what really stops people from taking steps toward change and happiness? I mean, what gets in their way? So they say, okay, I'm miserable. I'm so miserable. I want to be happy. What do I need to do? What is my next, you know, thing to do there? What gets in my way? Because
ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Because it's fear every time that prevents us from making a change. It's always fear. We never not change out of love, right? Love never has anything that if we're stuck, it's fear. And it can be debilitating. And it can make you just sit on the couch and watch TV for the rest of your life.
You're afraid to be happy.
You're afraid to make changes. You're afraid to end certain relationships that may be contrary to your health and well-being. You're afraid to change jobs or to get training in some other field that might interest you more. You're afraid of what people might say about you. You're afraid of not having X amount of dollars. So if you look at the recent unfortunate celebrity suicides that we've seen. Mm. Obviously, fame and wealth and those kinds of external things weren't making them happy. So we have to look at, okay, is what I'm attributing happiness to the corporate America ideal on every commercial? If I get this car, then I'm going to be happy. Right? Well, the car isn't going to make you happy. The car.
If I get the dream job, it doesn't make me happy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, so, for example, for me, the act of creating something, right, a book, a game, whatever that looks like, a system, organizing information, like, that makes me happy. I could do that for hours and hours and hours because I love it. I find joy in it. It's aligned with my nature. If I was out in a very crowded place with a lot of noise and having to try to concentrate and do whatever in that environment, that would be very difficult for me, and I would not be happy. Right?
So don't people need to kind of check in with their emotion and go, okay, what am I feeling here? What am I feeling here? Do I feel miserable in this corporate environment? Do I feel elated in this moment, right? How do I feel? Yes?
Yes, feeling is part of it. But the other part is your thoughts. What am I telling myself about this? It's making me say
pattern. The pattern. And what am I fear?
Yes, what is the mindset that is making me stop myself from making a change to drive toward my true happiness? Right?
I love that.
Have a control that makes me hold, minimize my happiness. The world is a horrible place. Okay, well, if there are terrible things that happen, but what about all the wonderful people who are working, in charitable ways? They're planting trees, they're rescuing animals, or, there's compassion. So if you focus on that, you're going to feel elevated as opposed to disappointment, dismayed, angry, upset. Right? And
okay.
And it's thinking about all these things, plus how you're feeling, plus what you think the divine nature is doing to you, for you. Right? So if you look at the divine as a guidance system, which it is, if we ask for help, in making a change, we'll get it.
Right.
Now, it's up to whether or not we follow that guidance.
Right. And some people say, I don't know what you're talking about, guidance. I don't hear anything. I don't know if it's me talking to myself. I mean, we have a lot of people that say, how do I differentiate between, that guidance? And I say, it's a different voice. Do you agree with that?
It is a different voice, but you have to stop the chatter, the internal chatter, long enough to hear it. And that's what meditation does. But you don't have to sit there and say om to achieve that. If you have a rose bush and you sit there and you deadhead your rose bush, if you focus on nothing but that, that stops your mind and you can hear. Like John Denver says, talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Because it's not something that's going to scream in your ear.
Right.
It's something that's very gentle.
I agree.
And it does come in a different voice.
Yeah, a totally different voice. So, but that's what you mean when you say, so to create happiness, we sort of create that from our present moment, not really from, what's happened to us or our patterns. So
if we can stay in the present, we can have peace because we're in the moment. There's a quote that if you're depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. But if you have peace, you're in the present.
Diane, I love that. I want to thank you for coming on here with me on the debut show. If we get anybody that writes in says they want a copy of your happiness, the happiness perspective, I will let you know. But I want to thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you for having me.
You have to go. We're going to do it again. Oh, thank you. Well, we're going to do it again because there's so much to explore here with the happiness perspective. So DianeWing.com and DianeWingAuthor.com. And I love you, Diane. Thank you for coming on.
Love you.
Thank you. I will talk to you soon.
All righty.
We'll be right back.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Well, hello and welcome back. You are listening to From Here to There Radio. I am your host, Diane Garris. This is our debut show. I'm super, super excited. We had Diane Wing on with us. We talked about happiness. We wanted to kind of defluff the whole happiness thing. And now you're in our segment called New Age Notes. And I have on with us Will Clipman, who is seven times Grammy nominee. Is it seven or eight? Well, seven?
Seven.
Great. Seven times Grammy nominated percussionist. And I'm going to give you a little background on Will before we get into this segment, which is Good Vibrations, the Healing Power of the Drum. And I read some things, Will, that I didn't even know, like from the information that you sent me. So very, very cool. But I want to give you a little explanation of who Will is, so you know what we're talking about. So Will Clipman began playing his father's drums and his mother's piano. I didn't know that, Will. I didn't know you played the piano. At the age of three, and he played his first professional gig at 14. Didn't know that, Will. So, and mastered it. Had no idea. A pan-global palette of drums, percussion, in addition to the traditional drum set. Will has received seven Grammy nominations. Amazing. And by the way, people, like I said, I have in my hand an autographed copy of Will Clipman's CD Pathfinder, which is Grammy nominated. So anybody that calls in, that's going to be yours. You will just give the producer your mailing address and we'll send that out to you. So Will is a three-time Native American Music Award winner, Canadian Aboriginal Music Award winner, a New Age Reporter, New Age Award winner, a Zone Music Reporter Award winner, and two-time Tammy Award winner. And Tammy, Will, that's the Tucson Award winning, right? Tucson, Arizona?
Right, Tucson Area Music.
Yeah, very good. And also, Will Clipman is inducted in the Tucson Musicians Museum for his contributions to the musical community in his hometown. Okay. Will has recorded over 60 albums. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I thought I was like doing really well at 87 songs, but 60 albums? That's amazing. Including over 30 for the world's foremost Native American music label, Canyon Records, for those of you who know it, and well regarded as, and he's regarded as their house percussionist. He's also performed and recorded with, I know you guys know this, Native American flutist Carlos Nakai for the past 30 years. So look for, you know, Will Quitman, and then also look for Carlos Nakai, N-A-K-A-I, and Will Quitman is C-L-I-P-M-A-N. All right, so, I mean, my God, you're totally amazing. Can't even, yeah. And I want to just mention, so Will recorded some percussion on one of my songs for my album, my award-winning album, Mystics 9. And the song that Will was on is called Mystic Kiss. It's amazing. And he came into the recording studio with all these wonderful percussion and things that I have never heard of. So, Will, I welcome the show. Welcome to our debut show. Thanks for being on here. You're amazing. So what I wanted to... So you sent me a copy of Somewhere New, which is your new album that you're guest artisting on with Sheree Finzer and Mark Holland. Again, Somewhere New. And we're going to play a little clip here from one of your songs that you have there. It's called Five Shades, but not right this minute. We're going to do it in a minute. But what I wanted to ask you was this. I noticed on here on the credits, you have water drums, voodoo, bow drum, claves, and I can't even pronounce it. Cax, how do you say that? C-A-X-I. How do you say that?
Kashishis.
Kashishi. Oh, my God. All right. Now, I'm listening to this clip, which we're going to play in a second, but here. I go, what is this thing? Like, what are these things? What are water drums? What are, you know, what are, just quickly, because I know we just don't, the super short segment, but tell me, what are water drums? What's this, these funny things I can't pronounce? And then I want to tell everybody that you have a sound healing event in Canyon Ranch, so I want to get that in. So let's start there. When is this event at Canyon Ranch, and how do people go to it? And then you can explain these interesting instruments to me. So go.
The Canyon Ranch event is August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. I'll be doing three sound energy workshops. One is called Green Jaguar. One is called, I can't remember the name of the other two segments, frankly, but this will be for people who have come to Canyon Ranch on and are more or less in residence there here in Tucson. You can find out more about that at my website or at the Canyon Ranch website. With regard to the instruments, just a quick overview of the ones you mentioned. The water drums are Yaqui gourd water drums that I made myself. They're modeled after the traditional drums that the Yaqui people use in their deer dances. The boron is a Celtic frame drum. The kishishis are little basket rattles that are from the Brazilian tradition. The udu is maybe my favorite instrument. That's a ceramic instrument, basically a jug with a hole cut in the side, but it produces a wonderful sound. And those are, along with the djembe, which probably everybody is familiar with, those are the principal instruments that are played on Somewhere New, the album that you mentioned.
Ah, yeah, it's Somewhere New with Sheree Finzer, Mark Holland, and Will Quitman guest artisting. But we're going to play this as we are going out, I think, because I have what I don't understand, Will, and just really quickly, because I think we have like about a minute. I really need to make this segment longer or something, because you're just fascinating. So I want to know this. You say Even before children can speak and walk, they're naturally drawn to the vibration of drums because percussive sound travels outward in all directions at once rather than being unidirectional. So, see, I'm all about the multidimensional anything. So I didn't know that. So when did you discover that?
I discovered that at the age of 3 when I had the good fortune to hit one of the tom-toms on my father's drum set, and the vibration went through my body and rearranged my molecular structure. And I knew at that moment that I was going to do this forever. I didn't really even know what it was, but I wanted to have that feeling as often as possible for as long as possible.
Well, I love it all, and I'm sorry that our time is up, and I'm going to have you on again probably for an entire segment, but I want to play the, you know, your song Five Shades Going Out, so let's do that so everybody can hear this wonderful 46 seconds of percussion. And Will, thank you so much. Everybody, Somewhere New, the new album with Sherry Tinsler and Mark Holland. Catch Will's, it's willclipman.com, right?
Correct.
Will Clipman, yes. Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much for all that you do for the world. You are amazing. And we
thank
are
you,
going out with him. Well, thank you. Five Shades by Sherry Tinsler, Mark Holland, and Will Clipman on percussion.
Listening to From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey, with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Diane is dedicated to helping you be in alignment with your purpose by implementing real-life strategies for getting unstuck and moving forward. For more information on this show, or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com. That's DianeGarris.com.